beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Welcome to my show. Well, tonight's podcast is titled Thorns for Thursday. Long has it been the lore of legends that giants tormented humanity. They, or some of them at least, were even the kings who desired to be the ultimate rulers of Middle-earth, the men of might and renown. They were terrible in all of their appetites for food and drink, known as horrifying consumers of human flesh, and their sexual appetite was a fierce pain unto women. It is utterly amazing we ever undermined their rule over our world, but there are many stories left to our scholars of the legends of Hercules chasing giants out of Greece or out of Crete, and seeing them flee to the cold lands of ice and mountains in the great north. But my story has little to do with the giants of old per se. Rather, I reflect on the various meanings of the templates and archetypes of our world, namely my fascination with the runes of North magic and the teachings of the Teutonic magic. Tonight I will speak on the topic of Thorn, better known to the New Age as Thursaz, or simply Thurs. So without further ado, let us begin. I thought I might begin tonight's lecture in the present, and then work my way backwards in time. Perhaps I may even allude to the present times we all perceive to date, with all of that which appears to be rather random, sporadic, and chaotic. Yes, the riots and the insanity of the world all appears to be random, sporadic, and chaotic. So tonight, before sundown, I began the construction of a fence perimeter, which I had planned to complete by Thursday evening. I have to do these projects in between running my business and my, well, rather chaotic lifestyle. Well, currently it seems a little out of the usual way in which I have often led my life. But, well, anyway, so my wife and I started this garden on a slope of hill. It was actually my wife's project. And, well, as seeing the deer and rabbits are looking in our direction more and more as of late, well, I thought I might end my procrastinating and get the job done. The task of building a barrier to my wife's vegetable garden. And that's right, we aren't the only ones happy about the zucchini harvest, being my wife's favorite, and, well, she rather likes zucchini, and she did a very nice job on this garden. I mean, it probably deserves its own story, really. Well, as I was scrutinizing the kind of wood and fencing material that my wife had gathered, I decided I would just grab the wood rods, force them through the dirt by manhandling each pole, and, you know, just hammer it into place with a mallet. Well, my wife suggested to me, "Don't you want to wear your work gloves?" To which I said, "Never!" I barked. "I can't feel what I'm working with those gloves on." You know, ladies and their garden gloves, I sort of snorted to myself. Well, I ended up with a paw full of splinters. And not just any kind of splinters. No, today was truly special for me in a number of ways, but this one thing topped it all off. Well, these were micro splinters, which meant I didn't feel these little thorns go into my flesh, but rather I felt it after I tried to at long last go back and put my yard gloves on. Long story short, I held on to these thorns until we were done, you know, putting up the perimeter and securing a very basic fence. Just a basic little fence, you know. I'm not sure if it'll keep the deer out. Fences are, you know, most of the time they don't, unless you got like these really big fancy things going on, but it's just a little garden. So, which, you know, I will build onto later, some reinforced areas, and help my wife secure that garden as much as possible, you know, from the rabbits and squirrels and all that. And the deer, hopefully the deer will kind of stay away. But now we just recently saw some deer, and usually it's the little gray ones, but today I saw this big beige deer, and it was huge. And a couple of days before that, we saw two of them hopping and, you know, going along. But today there was one looking straight towards our garden area. And I just said, oh, no, you don't. You're not getting in there. All right, so I spent about half an hour pulling these micro splinters out one by one with tweezers and a magnifying glass. Yeah. So what in Photon's name, or perhaps I might ask, what in the bowels of Tiamat does any of this have to do with the runes or northern magic? Well, tonight I'm lecturing on Thorn. Thorn is a particular aspect of Thurs, Thursaz, or Thursday, and Thor, the god of thunder. Yes, the anger of Thor might be useful to empower one's vengeance, or rioting, but it is utterly no good getting mad if one must remove a thorn or carefully detach himself from an elaborate and complicated mess, whether these are manifested literally in the form of falling into a briar patch. You know, the rabbit falling into the briar patch, yeah, that story, okay. Or perhaps more symbolically, such as being wrapped up in the affairs of the wrong sort of people in a difficult financial dispute, a rental agreement, or what have you. So, Thorn might also be regarded as a teacher of patient persistence, perseverance, tolerance, and so on. I've lined up things I'd like to do, things that I plan on doing, but I must wait. And I have my personal pains to deal with. I know other people who are waiting out similar problems and aiming for their goals with no less ambition just because they've got a thorn in their side. Some obstacles appear to be overtly large, intentionally so, such as the incredible power of mass criminality and violent rioting, vandalism, murder, and indeed some of life's challengers stand taller and greater than ourselves. No story is more exemplary of this woeful comparison of might versus steadfast faith than in Goliath's tale of terror and David's epic act of heroic wisdom. And of course I'm referring to the biblical story of David versus Goliath. David being rather small in size when confronted by Goliath, who was himself indeed a giant, and a very evil giant. Well, not all giant problems are a matter of brutish might or colossal in actual size. Many of the most deadly enemies of life are, well, rather small, like viruses, or as lethal as an atomic bomb detonating within our cells. As bio-nanotech warfare, scalar tech, energy weapons, some challenges will be rather dynamic in complexity, such as a seemingly unsolvable riddle, or rather sinister enigma rooted deeply in the web of our synchronicity surrounding us in our lives, influencing events that we sort of just stray into. But keep in mind that even the most complex of mazes and life's most confusing labyrinth of relationships and hardships does indeed begin with a foundation from which it only after this template becomes spectacular, ultra-dynamic, or overwhelmingly complex in what ordinarily is stupendous and rather baffling to a reasoning of a sound mind. So as a tip, make the attempt to cultivate a meditative mind and a reserved character in the pursuit of your destiny. All right, so now you'd like to know a bit about Thorn as far as psionics goes, and I won't disappoint you. Well, not too much anyway. You see, I have already divulged the secrets of working the runes in real time or near real time in my Insiders Club at vrlok.club. That is one of the beauties of rune work, that being we can sometimes breach the barrier of reality and reduce the lag between operation and results in magic using a special kind of psionic mindful willing of the runes to surface to the conscious interface from the programs that we have preloaded into the subconscious mind. And of course, there is a kind of lifestyle we learn by keeping the magic high. So indeed, Thorn can be made into an energy field. As well, we can project Thorn at obnoxious or hostile harassers. I used to use this method for dealing with a menace who lived next door. He and she, was mostly her, would wait until I walked into the kitchen at night to get a midnight snack. And though I am quite dexterous and possess a certain feline grace, somehow my neighbor thought it good fun making game of me by slamming as hard as she could every single cupboard, every shelf, and drumming on the countertop. Most obnoxiously. A most obnoxious muggle indeed. Yes, that was while I lived in an apartment. So Thorn, ladies and gentlemen, though I might say that this particular rune works better if the men are employing its power, particularly this one. We'll get into some runes for the ladies in another podcast. Use this rune to stave off harassers and to remind yourself about overcoming odds of, well, colossal magnitude. By wielding this rune, the power of the giants becomes temporarily yours. Alrighty then, if you enjoy these podcasts, please patronize my psionics lab at vrlok.com/shop. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Doc Vrlok, signing out.